And we're going to start our show with one of my favorite guests. It's back to school time. And if it's back to school time, that means it's time to hear about protecting your kids with my friend Lauren Book. Lauren, how's it going?
How are you doing?
I am feeling safe, but I want to make sure all our kids are too. How are you doing?
It has been a great week so far. We've done some back-to-school safety briefings throughout the week, and I'm just so excited to be here. It seems like it's been a great back-to-school week here in South Florida.
Oh, yeah. I hope it's been safe for everybody. I really haven't run into, oh, now here I go. I'm going to curse myself. I haven't really run into any of those traffic jams yet, but that means next week they'll be there. And let's see, I haven't been driving to work in the morning in the rain yet. So, hey, double lucky for me. But
there you go.
Yeah, but Lauren, hey, you know, I know that you're going to walk again in the fall. I mean, in the spring. I know we've got a whole bunch of programs here in the fall, including the release of your book and stuff like that. But with it being time for kids to get back to school, they're meeting a whole bunch of new people. And what should parents be on the lookout for?
It is so important that parents just begin by having open and honest dialogue with their children. Talk to them about people that they may be interacting with after school and after school programming or any different sports that they may be engaged in. Talk about if they feel uncomfortable, unsafe, icky, or not quite right, that you can talk, that they can talk to you, their parents, about anything, whether it's a fight with a friend, a bad dream, or a touch that makes them feel not quite right. If they do their trusted triangle worksheet, now would be a great time to do that, where parents and children can identify three or more people that they can talk to about anything and put that up on the refrigerator as a reference point so that children always know who they can access for help until they're heard and helped.
Wow, you know, that's really great. And, you know, when you go out, you talk to people about who's their special somebody that they can go to at a secure time, too. And I'm kind of trying to do this a couple of times over and over so people can kind of write down notes or make mental notes, because these are things that are important that can save a lot of different people a lot of problems, because 95% of this child sexual abuse can be prevented with just simple education, right?
Absolutely. 95%, you're 100% right, is preventable with education and awareness. And so we're asking all of your listeners to check into our brand new, newly launched SaferSmarterKids.org website for parents, teachers, and children. Everybody has their own section where they can learn different tricks and how to keep safe as we get back to school and beyond.
So people could, if they're Twitter people, they could go to like hashtag SaferSmarterKids. Does that work?
They can, and they can follow us at Lauren's Kids, and we provide links probably once or twice a week to those resources.
Now, Lauren, we've got a bunch of people out there. They're looking, they're riding home in their car. Maybe they've got their youngster with them. And what would you say to a mom? She's driving around. It's about 97,000 degrees out there. She's tired. She's short. And she just wants to make sure her kids are going to be safe. What would you tell that mom?
I think that the most important thing that we can do with our kids, A, is have those conversations, but play the what-if game. Constantly gauge where your children are so you can know where they are in the safety spectrum, like we like to say. So what if you're going to the bathroom at school and only we know that other children are supposed to be using this bathroom, and you see a grown-up in the bathroom using it? What are you going to do? Gauge how those children react. Would they say, well, I'm just going to go to the bathroom anyway? Or would they say, well, I know that grown-ups aren't supposed to use this bathroom. I feel unsafe or uncomfortable. I'm going to go to my grown-up buddy. That means that they've gone through several different checks that we talk about on our website, and that child is thinking with a safety brain and are making safer and smarter choices.
Now, Lauren, it's really hot out, and let's say that the youngsters are going and they're in, let's say, middle school or senior high, and they go out and they go for physical ed, and then they have to go back into the showers. We've got a culture now where there's these smartphones. And what about that stuff?
It's really important that schools and different organizations and clubs adopt digital respect policies. And we're not allowed to be using our digital devices in the restrooms. Everybody has to make sure that those are in their bags. What are their policies on kind of sharing photos? So there's lots of different things. We all have to have safety protocols in place. And as a parent, it's really important that you have those conversations with your children, but also with the individuals who are running those camps and those clubs, so that you know what the policies are, so that you can communicate those appropriately with your children so that they can stay safe and know what's appropriate and what's not appropriate and how to access help if they don't feel safe.
Now, Lauren, okay, the kids have been there. They've got all their protocols. Everything's great. They've had a great day at school, and now they're going to go into their after-school program, or they're going to go meet their new coach for travel league or their new coach for football. What are some things that people, that parents should look for or ask?
Well, it's really important that they ask all of the who the children should ask for. I didn't hear your question.
My question is, that's no problem. It's the gerbil here in the studio. Sometimes it runs a little slow and it creates some static along the wire. So I'll say again, let's say that now we're done with school and we're taking our kids to their after school sports events or something along the weekend where it's a travel team and it's new to the parents. They're meeting a new coach, a new, coordinator. What would you say would be the right questions to ask about their new adult in your child's life?
Sure. Ask them how they make them feel. Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel safe? Let them know that you're grown-ups and you can, while we always tell you to listen to your grown-ups and you have to have a grown-up present, but it's also your responsibility to identify if you feel safe or unsafe. And if you see something that's not quite right, whether it's they talk to you differently or you don't like the way that they interact with a friend, to come and let me know as your parent. And so letting those kids know and empowering them to use their voice to stay safe.
Now, thanks to you and Coach Ron Book, we've got some special laws on the book here in the state of Florida where we lead the nation in protecting our children, thanks to you. Now, that means that one of those laws is if somebody thinks that somebody's doing something to a child, it's their duty under the law to report them. And if that's in fact going on, where do they go to report, Lauren?
They must report to the DCF hotline, which is 1-800-96-ABUSE.
Ugh.
And so it's so important that we know that we don't have to have all of the information. And you're so right that we think that we have to have all of this information and we're anxious or nervous to make a report. But it's our duty and our responsibility, not only our moral responsibility, but our legal one as well, to call and make that report.
Well, Lauren, I look forward to coming up and meeting with you and the coach and Claire and all of the Protect Our Kids team from Lauren's Kids, the Safer, Smarter Kids. I can't wait to see you guys. I'm going to bring up Viv, and we're going to plan out what we can do to work with you and the rest of your team to help keep our kids safe. And if somebody else wants to join the Lauren's Kids team, where do they go for info?
And check out our website at lawrencekids.org.
Oh, Lauren, listen, hugs and kisses to you. Hugs and kisses to Coach and Claire. I can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks.
Dad just walked in. He's jealous that I got to talk to you, and he didn't.
All right. Well, tell him high five. Tell him I'll see him soon. And thanks again, Lauren, for keeping all of our kids safe.
Thanks. See you soon.
Okay. Bye.